If you've been following along and have never joined a design bootcamp, I'm going to encourage you to sign up. It's 5 hours of workshops and we have live versions going on often so you can come and ask questions. Go to www.designsuitecourses.com/designbootcamp. My name is Karina Gardner, and I'm what you would call a practical designer. If you're ready to create a life that you love, become an incredible force for good, and generate income while pursuing your dreams, this is the podcast for you. Welcome to Make and Design. You know, when I got started, it feels like a million years ago, but it was only 20 years ago that I got started designing. We really emphasized portfolios. You know, at that time I was a professor at the University of Minnesota and adjunct faculty there, also teaching while I was working on my PhD. And we really emphasize building a portfolio. I still actually believe it's a great way to go, especially when you're coming out of a school situation. Our seniors would do a capstone project. So they would have all the things that they had created. Those would all go into their senior portfolio along with some capstone or a major capstone project or multiple projects. And that would be their portfolio. And then we would send them off into the world to get a job in corporate life, or maybe they would freelance. Most of them would go work for someone as a designer though. And, we sent them out with the skills, with the design knowledge and know-how, and it was fantastic. I think a portfolio was the way to go in that situation. I actually think if you're going to graphic design school right now, it's the way to go now too, especially because you have the ability to go get a corporate job doing a number of different things, not just production work, but we had several designers who would move on to Target, right, from the University of Minnesota, because it was right there, and you know, they were doing design work for, you know, these bigger companies. And so I really think that, a portfolio was excellent for that place and that time. And if you're in that space right now, a portfolio might be great for you. If you are listening to this because you're just getting into surface pattern design, I want to deviate a little bit and tell you that you don't necessarily need a portfolio. And the reason I'm addressing this is because this has come up a few different times, especially in Design Suite or even in Design Bootcamp, where people are like, well, I'm busy working on my portfolio. And I'm like, huh? What? And the reason I'm like, huh? What? Is because when you're actually in a certain specific field, like surface pattern design, you don't need a portfolio. Who are you showing this portfolio to? That's the thing I've been trying to figure out. Like, who is seeing this portfolio? And maybe you're saying, well, to manufacturers or to contractors. It is, as a fabric designer, because I have been a fabric designer now for, 14 years, I just know a portfolio isn't going to serve you. What you need is to build collections, because anyone can build the one-off pieces. But what I'm finding is it is very difficult to build masters, tertiaries, blenders, and collections that all go together that are very, very strong. It's really, really hard. A fabric manufacturer is not going to take you just going, you know, oh, look at that pretty one-off thing that's in their portfolio. No, you have to build a collection that goes together. And when I say a collection, really I'm talking about multiple collections. In Design Suite, we have someone who's working, who wants a fabric contract, and we're working on her collections because we need to show multiple things and show, you know, breadth of design work, right? And that's the kind of thing we do in Design Suite, because it's just like a university program. We've got to make sure that whatever you're doing is going to push you into the realm that you really want to be in, and you're doing it correctly. So, at this moment in time, if you are trying to be a surface pattern designer and all you are doing is building lots and lots of patterns, you're just building lots and lots and lots, okay? That is a portfolio. If you do not have an add to cart button in some way selling it, or you're not building collections for manufacturers, then you are not serving yourself well. You're just building. Now, if you are just learning Illustrator or you're just learning the programs, that's okay, okay? Because that it's learning. You're doing the process of learning, and you can be building patterns while you're doing that. But once you are ready and you feel like, okay, I'm seriously looking to get distribution on my products, you do not need a portfolio for that. The portfolio is useless.
you have to have a collection, which I guess you could call portfolio, but I never think of it. A portfolio really encompasses, and maybe I need to take a step back, a portfolio really encompasses like your breadth of work. So, you know, if you were just a general graphic designer, it would have logo and branding stuff in it, some packaging stuff in it. It would have some amazing projects, maybe printables in it. So it would have that breadth. If you're a surface pattern designer, your portfolio would include multiple different designs that are repeat tile patterns in multiple styles, colors, and different settings. And so that you would have different scales, different, you know, tight, loose, like you would have to show breadth of work in surface pattern design. That's a portfolio. And what I'm telling you is you don't need that. You do need that for practicing so that you can become a better designer. But if you really just want to get into the industry and that's what you want to do, guys, collections. And in my knowledge, as I've been looking online at people who are talking about surface pattern design, people aren't teaching people how to make great collections. And it's a little concerning to me because that is what you guys actually have to know. We, of course, teach, that's like the number one thing we teach in Fabric Design Academy, which is part of Design Suite. And it's one of our 17 courses. It is one of the things we teach because I believe collections are everything. And I'm partially a little bit, I guess I'm using the word partial again, partial to it because as a creative director and we're building scrapbooking lines, I wanted to see if someone could build a collection. That is a really different thing. It is a better, awesomer, is that a word? Skill set to be able to build a collection, a good collection, than it is to build the one-off thing. Okay. Surface pattern design, by the way, it does encompass paper, prints, stationery, it encompasses everything, okay? And so what I am telling you is if you can build an amazing collection, you are a much more useful designer in the marketplace, and that is where you wanna be. You wanna know how to build great collections, and usually that requires mentorship, it usually requires going back to school, or a program like mine where we're spending a lot of time looking at your collections, or it takes getting in somewhere where a creative director is willing to work with you, okay? And those things are all difficult, right? So here's the thing, you don't need a portfolio. Stop worrying about the portfolio, stop just creating the one-offs, okay? Start building collections, okay? Now, one-offs are great if you are just selling them, if you wanna just sell them online, you wanna sell your patterns online digitally, digital scrapbooking, great, do it. That's awesome. You can sell them as one-offs. But even in that industry, people like to buy sets of 12 and all those papers need to go together, right? Same with fabrics. If you can have a set of 6 fabrics that all go together, it makes a better quilt, right? So guys, we need to be starting to think in collections, and your collections just can't have a whole bunch of blenders and geometrics in it. We've got to get deeper. We've got to level up and build really great masters, really great secondaries, really great tertiaries, and then a set of blenders that make sense, and they don't all look the same, okay? And that takes time, you guys. And you will come into Design Suite and we'll pick apart your stuff and you'll get there, and then we'll move on to the next collection. And the more collections you build, the faster you can build them, the better you will get. That's all there is to it. The more you build, the better you will get. It's a time thing, you guys. Time and practice, which should give you a lot of hope because, you know, I think a lot of people say that things are difficult and then they say it's really hard to get into and X, Y, Z, right? And I'll even tell you, this is difficult to get into. But I actually believe that everything that we do in Design Suite as a designer is possible. And I feel like I hear a lot of designers say it's not possible. It's not. Everything is possible, you guys. Everything's possible. It just depends on how much you want to practice and how hard and consistent you want to be, okay? Practice consistency, okay? So it's all learned. You can learn how to do it. You can learn how to build amazing collections. You just have to take the time to do it, okay? And the first year's rough. And this is a long game. You guys know I'm talking all the time about long game strategy. It's a long game. Because you can do it. You just have to be willing to practice and be consistent about it. So you don't need a portfolio. Scrap that idea of a portfolio. I just need you to make great designs and make great collections And, you know, I will see you on the other side of that money barrier, making money as a designer. It's so, so awesome. If you want to learn more, okay, if you want to learn more about Design Suite in particular, and I'm going to do an episode coming up here soon, probably the next episode, talking about Design Suite, and you want to learn more about it, we only open those up to design boot campers. Now, why do we do that? When you come into a design boot camp, we're teaching you the basic premise of how I think you can get started as a designer. You have to understand and be strategic to make money as a designer. I could just teach you coursework. I could just teach you design. Okay, that's what I taught at the University of Minnesota. I could just teach you design. But I want to teach people how to figure out ways to get their artwork out there so it's distributed, so they're making money doing it. That's part of my whole philosophy with my program. And if you don't understand what I teach in a boot camp, then you won't make it very well in a Design Suite program like mine. We want to make sure that you understand the strategies involved, what it really takes, and that it's not just magic. It is a formula. There is a formula there. So if you want to learn more and come to a boot camp, all you have to do is go to KarinaGardnerCourses.com/designbootcamp. We have some cool things going on this summer, just making it easier, and you have longer amounts of time to watch than when we do lives. So you can check that out. I can't wait to see you there. Remember, guys, like, this is all about up-leveling your design work. If you've been with me for any amount of time, you know, let's up-level your design work. Let's become amazing, better, phenomenal designers so we have the skill for life.
Did you know you have access to more free design content, die cut files, and sewing patterns? Join our exclusive VIP group for free by going to designsuitecourses.com/free.